Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
So in the New Testament, what we actually find is that Jesus's blood himself was actually shed seven times. It's amazing. The blood of Jesus was shed seven distinct times. Let me see if I can at least tell you these seven different times that the blood of Jesus was shed for us. So here we go. Let me see if I can do this. Number one, seven ways that Christ's blood was shed for us. First, Luke 22, verse 44. As being in agony, he was praying fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground. This is in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, we don't have the time for me to go into great depths of details, so I'm going to have to do this quickly. So number one, remember, seven times in the Old Testament. But we find that Jesus shed his blood, actually, seven distinct times. First, Luke 22:44. In prayer, his capillaries bursted, and it says that his sweat became like blood. And this is in Gethsemane. And his blood began to flow in drops of sweat. Second, as recorded in Matthew 26, verse 63 through 67, Jesus kept silent. And the high priest said to him, I place you under oath by the living God to tell us whether you are the Christ or the Son of God. And Jesus said to him, you have said it yourself. And then it goes on and it says, they spit in his face and they beat him with their fists, and others slapped him. His own testimony to the high priest convicted him, and so he was sentenced to death. The servants then struck him with their fist, and the book of Micah in the Old Testament, chapter 5, verse 1, takes it further in not only striking him with their fist and slapping him, but rather also struck him with rods. Micah chapter 5, verse 1. So we find that his in fervent agony of prayer, his capillaries burst, and it's like, you know, sweat breaking out, and there is blood. Second, they strike him with their fist and also with rods. Third, recorded in Isaiah chapter 50, verses 5 and 6, it says, and my cheeks to those who pull out my beard, I did not hide my face from insults and spitting. So number three, and these are not necessarily, they might be in a chronological order. Isaiah says that they took hold of chunks of his facial hair, of his beard, and they yanked on it. The hair of his beard was plucked and pulled out. That would definitely create his blood being shed. Number four, Matthew chapter 27, verse 26. Then he released Barabbas for them. And after having Jesus flogged, he handed him over to be crucified. He's not crucified yet. This is when he is now betrayed, and they take Barabbas instead, and they flog Jesus in front of everyone. Number five, Matthew chapter 27, verse 29. And twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand, and they kneeled down before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And then we also find this prophesied in Isaiah chapter 52, verses 13 and 14, that his appearance was marred beyond that of a man, and his form beyond the sons of mankind. So number five, the crown of thorns, and these thorns were really long needles, not just the short, but long needles, and they pressed it into his brow. That's number five. Number six, as recorded in Matthew 27, verse 35, and they crucified him, parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted the garments among them upon the vesture that they cast lots. And they punished him with a punishment that he was not due, piercing his hands and his feet with nails. Then number seven, as recorded in John chapter 19, verse 34, yet one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. After death, a soldier pierced his side, and blood and water flowed out, completing the seventh time that blood was spilled by the Messiah.
Go to DougAddison.com/time off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. InLight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time off, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.